KO4ZEW mobile monitoring.
KO4ZEW, W4DJW. Hey, Ben.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I was just eating lunch and I heard you in there. Thought I'd say hello. Did you get my email response yesterday?
I did. I'm still kind of processing it and stuff, but that's really cool, some of the stuff that it can do. And it looks like you said we don't have all the modules installed, but a lot of good stuff. That was pretty much what I was looking for.
Okay. We can make other modules available, too. It's just, if you're not going to use them, it just puts load on the CPU unnecessarily. So, and you can activate them and deactivate them when you, so a module's not loaded when it's not active. So it's not taking up any CPU or memory. Like the Parrot, when you activate it, then it is, but then when you deactivate it, it isn't. So the other ones just aren't available just because there's no demand. But if you see something that looks interesting and you want to check it out, let me know and we'll make it available.
Read around a little bit. I did see the stuff about Echo Link and hooking the towers together. You messaged around. Is that independent of FC Heart?
Yeah, they have a hardware solution. This is a software solution. They have physical hardware that's used to link up between repeater sites, and you have to install that hardware to do the link. With this, that's not necessary. It has, well, when we, there's a prototype repeater that we don't have up there right now. We've got the old one up there right now, but it's going to get swapped out, and there'll be the prototype in there. And what it does is it can link to any repeater within its reach. So, within its reach via RF. And it'll be just a series of tones that activate it and deactivate it as well, just like anything else. That's a module. That link I sent you to SVX, SVX link, that's a module to the software that we're running. And we can add modules. We can develop our own modules and add them into it. And that linking is one that we added.
Cool. I'm going to have to study up on Echo Link itself. And from what I could tell, the FC Heart only links up like Friday night through Sunday night. As you said, that's... but I guess Echo Link is 24/7.
That's correct. And Echo Link is a separate module, and it's always available. It's when somebody logs into it, it activates it. When the last person logs out, it deactivates it. So it's always there. But the linking between repeater sites is something that, unlike SC Hearts, you can do it. You'll be able to do that manually when we get the prototype back up there. But until then, it's not doing any linking on the old hardware.
Fascinating. I'm gonna read up on the software, and I did go ahead and sign up for Blue Ridge Club and paid the dues, and I also put in a repeater patron fund too, so added to that. Since I am using it, I figured I might as well contribute.
Well, that will be most appreciated. I can let you know that now because I'm on the repeater committee. So that always helps. And welcome aboard. Good to have you. We're not going to have a meeting. I just sent out an email about that a few minutes ago. We're not going to have a meeting the first of this month because it's July the 4th. And probably three of us that show up if we had it. So we're going to just delay that till the August meeting. But if you come in at the August meeting, we're trying to get it set up so that it is both virtual and on-site, so you can choose which way you want to do that. And we're shooting for August to have that working.
I saw on one of the Facebook pages that July meeting was canceled. I am going to get down there to test for my general later in the month, so I may see a couple people, whoever shows up as volunteer examiners and stuff. My intention is to come down there on August, be in person in the August meeting, and meet more people and put faces to all times.
Well, I know there's a lot of people looking forward to it. We haven't had a face-to-face meeting in a long, long time, since before COVID. So so I know there's a lot of people looking forward to it. And yeah, that the VE session, I think, is every third Saturday of the month. You can, like at 10 o'clock in the morning, every third Saturday. If you have any questions about it, KI4DOS, the guy that called the net last night, he can answer any of those questions. Are you familiar with the net that we have every night at 9?
I do listen in on that. I'll occasionally do a check-in if there's sometimes I've done the net check-in, so maybe they'll have read my call sign at the beginning. And then, yeah, some interesting conversation comes up and stuff, so I'm usually listening, and I don't get there every night, but I listen in when I can.
All right, well, I won't keep you any longer. I just heard you in there and thought I'd say hello. Welcome aboard. Good to have you with us, W4DJW. I'm going to go back to eating lunch.
I'm about to pick up my daughter from summer camp, so I will say KO4ZEW. I'm clear, and 73 to you.
Be safe.
JC, KO4CHY.
Good afternoon, Keith. How are you doing?
Good. Just sat down for lunch. Yeah, had my calling all morning, trying to combine like three or four different drawings into one, and it's been a nightmare. About run out of paper over.
I remember it took me, I used to take mechanical drawing when I was in high school. It took me forever to understand 3D drawings, and once I got it. It took me a while to get the gist of it. But I really enjoyed it today. I love drafting. Of course, back in those days, you had pen and ink, and there was a ton. If you made a mistake, it was a major deal trying to get it corrected. Unlike today, I don't know if they even teach that in school. I guess they don't.
Believe they do anymore. We use 3D CAD and do all our drawings off of a 3D design. We build a 3D model, and then we do all the drawings off the models. So yeah, it's a little more convenient. I don't start with a sheet of paper and then run out of room and have to scrap the whole thing. I'm going to take a lot of room. I just started with like a D size, and once I get everything on there, I can pretty easily go in and change the sheet size and see if it'll still fit or not. Over.
I know how that is. It did help me though later on. At least I could draw a few things and show some 3D views to people, pencil out by hand on grid papers. It was beneficial for me. Later on, I still got all my equipment. I don't think I have my drafting table anymore. I know my father-in-law was a vocational ed teacher for a county high school. He had all that stuff. He could draw, he and I together, we could draw house plans to give to some of the architects between the two of us. We just had a good working knowledge with us, where all the load bearing stuff needed to be. And I did take some architecture classes early on in my college career because I was interested in that. My roommate at Clemson when I was going there was in architecture, and I took a couple things that he did as well just to hone up what little I did know. He went on to be a pretty knowledgeable architect. He passed away some years ago. Somewhere down in Georgetown or Charleston area. He was a really good architect. He had designed several buildings in that area. He was a lot more talented than most are.
I started the same way. I started in school doing, drafting. We had just parallel slides on the drafting tables. And towards the end of my high school, we had a few that had actual, the drafting machines to where it was an article. Move all over the table and it would stay square. But it wasn't everybody that had them. We mostly used just parallel slides and triangles and stuff back then. And it wasn't until, I guess, when I was working for that defense contractor down in Hardeeville, started doing CAD work for them, and that kind of got me back into drafting, because I had gotten out of it for a long time. But yeah, in school I did a mix between architectural and mechanical. Our final was to draw a full house plan, but I always enjoyed the mechanical stuff more than the architectural anyway, so I guess it's kind of might have been what led me into this business. I don't know. I was a little more in tune to the mechanical stuff than I was the architectural.
I remember I had to take a why in the world they had me take a, I mean, I wasn't really that issued. I had to take a statics class, and man, I tell you one thing, that was beyond me. I passed it, but it just by the hair of my chin. All that load bearing stuff was interesting though. I mean, I wish I didn't have to take it for credit. I'd like to have taken it over later on when I had a little better math skills. But it was pretty intense. But it was a lot of, looking back, it wasn't fun because I had to pass it, but it was fun because I did learn a few things along the way. I tell you what, your audio sounds so much better now. It's just unreal. I mean, you always had a good, pretty good signal getting in, but that audio was just down so low. It was, it's just like night and day. And it still sounds like it's just a little fuller. The audio's up there where it should be. But yeah, they had those articulating squares and that sort of thing on the drafting table. It brought home with him when he retired. And I wish I'd had room to keep it. But full size drafting table was pretty good size piece of furniture, and I just didn't have room for it.
It's me too. I always wanted one at the house and just never only occasionally had the room, and it was, move on somewhere else and didn't have the room again, so I'd had to get rid of it anyway eventually. So yeah, I never had one at the house. I don't know if I've still got all my equipment or not. I've had, several sets of triangles over the years, but I don't remember if I'm pretty sure I kept mine, but I might have lost them in a move or something. I don't remember. Yeah, I used to enjoy the board drafting, and I don't know, it's just it's so much easier in CAD now. Just make a mistake and just delete that one and try it again instead of erasing for 3 or 4 minutes back in where it needs to be, or to squeeze something in. I like this drawing here. You start plopping dimensions down, and then all of a sudden you've got to get amongst the other dimensions, and it's like, well, I could just rearrange this, go ahead and drop it in, and then rearrange it to where it all looks good. It's kind of hard to do that with a board drafting over.
Yeah, plus it's more precise too as well. And to be able to shift it around, look at it in 3D is a big deal too. I know several guys have their own CNC machinery they use it a lot, and they got a little small, the little machines are pretty small, some of them are like the size of a desktop. I think they just build prototypes. I think his little outfit, I think his cost about $4,000 or $5,000. It wasn't particularly cheap, and by the time he got everything added on, it was about $10,000 full size machine. But Keith, I gotta run. My wife just called me and said my sandwich is ready downstairs. I'm gonna go have me a little something to eat as well, and gotta head over to Greenville a little bit later on this afternoon. And it looks like my 5DR is going to be on its way this evening sometime. Hopefully I'll get it maybe early next week and give you guys a full rundown on it sometime next week. Great talking to you. Have a good lunch, and make catch you a little bit later on this afternoon. And 4CHY and 4BTC.
Have a good afternoon, and yeah, I imagine you're looking forward to getting that radio. Yeah, and I heard you call last night, and Stacy had just called me on DMR, so I had went over there. That's why I didn't answer you back, but I did hear you out there. He was talking about my audio. Even Gary mentioned it. Anyway, have a good afternoon. N4DJC, KN4CHY, I'll be clear and listening.
I was going to see if I could get you on D-Star last night to see what's going on with that. But anyway, we'll talk again later. Tell Stacy. I hadn't heard him on in a while. Tell him I said hello. He must be hiding out, I guess. So you guys have... I'll talk to you later on this evening, probably. N4DJC, clear.